Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. New Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins says Māori MPs will continue to play a prominent role in his government. The Remutaka MP was confirmed yesterday by the party caucus and is set to become Prime Minister on Wednesday after Jacinda Ardern tenders her resignation to the Governor-General. The caucus also picked Carmel Cipollone as Deputy Prime Minister, replacing Grant Robertson. Kelvin Davis stays on as Labour's Deputy Leader. The Māori Party slammed Labour for not picking a Māori leader or deputy despite its large Māori caucus. But Mr Hipkins says it wasn't an issue for those MPs.
They are all most focused on the difference that they can make to New Zealand and to the lives of New Zealanders. And that is what they're more focused on that than they are on what positions or rankings that they hold.
Chris Hipkins says Māori ministers will continue to occupy senior positions after his cabinet reshuffle. The new Labour lineup will have its first exposure to Māori at Oratina tomorrow, which will be Jacinda Ardern's last public engagement as Prime Minister. Māori MP and Pacifica People's Minister Opita Williams-Seal says Carmel Cipollone taking over as Deputy Prime Minister is the fulfilment of a dream for many Pacific migrants. Ms Cipollone was elected by Labour's caucus yesterday after Grant Robertson stepped aside, making room for a new leadership team to take Labour into October's election. She has Tongan heritage. Mr Seal says it's an historic moment.
Dreams and aspirations of many of our parents and grandparents would validate the fact that their dreams of coming here to this nation and making it their home is a beautiful thing.
Opita Williams-Seal. And there's been a change of guard at Nelson's Whakatūin Corporation, with Paul Morgan stepping down after more than 30 years on the board in 22 as its chair. Mr Morgan was made a companion of the New Zealand Order of Merit in the New Year's Honours List for his services to Māori and business. His replacement is a former Forest and Bird Chief Executive, Johnny McGregor of Te Ateawa and Ngāti Rārua. He's been on the Whakatū board since 2009. Mr McGregor has also been director of Whakatū's food and beverage company, Connell, and has served on a number of boards and expert advisory groups, including the World Economic Forum's Trade and Indigenous Program and the Federation of Māori Authorities. He says the incorporation set on a year of transformation after coming out of the tough COVID operating environment. Independent director and business advisor to Joe Davidson, whose experience includes food companies Heinz Waddies and Teagle and wine company Villa Maria, has been appointed chair of Connell New Zealand. She's also a director of PAMU, Land Court Farming, on the governance group for Our Land and Water National Science Challenge, Toitū Te Whenua, Toiora Te Wai. Māori education and software company founder and Reserve Bank director Jeremy Banks has been appointed to the Connell board. And to Hōmā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.